As Veterans Day approaches, many of us take time to honor family members and previous generations who have served in the armed forces. But for Gonzaga University student Scott Davis, a childhood fascination has become an all-consuming passion to document the firsthand stories of World War II veterans. For as long as he can remember, Scott Davis has been obsessed with World War II history.
I remember in third grade going to Hollywood Video and picking Band of Brothers, the World War II miniseries, off the shelf. And that was when Hollywood Video was around, so you know how long ago that was. So I've always kind of had this passion. It just kind of snowballed, I guess, to wanting to actually meet the guys.
Fast forward to 2015, and that snowball led then 17-year-old Davis to pick up the phone and call his local Veterans of Foreign Wars office.
I think I'd watched Band of Brothers a few too many times because they said, I want to meet a World War II paratrooper, not just any World War II veteran. And the guy said, well, you know, we don't know if we have one here, but we'll ask around and get back to you. And I think it was about 2 weeks later, I get a call back saying, yeah, we found a guy at the Spokane Veterans Home who was with the 82nd Airborne. He jumped into Holland.
Davis admits that that first interview was a bit awkward, but he fumbled his way through it and afterward found himself wanting to learn more. Since then, he's met with and recorded oral histories from dozens of veterans.
I think I'm around 140. Sometimes my count gets a little off, yeah. But I think I was around 120 counting, and then that's been a couple months. So I think I'm around 140, something like that.
Though each veteran has a unique perspective to share, there are a few stories that have stuck with Scott Davis.
One of the first guys that I got to know really well, his name was Larry Jackson. He served with the 1st Marine Division on Okinawa, and I used to go get coffee with him once a month for about the year and a half I knew him before he passed away. But he would tell these absolutely heart-pounding stories. It was so visceral. It was such a raw memory for him that he really stood out to me.
Other stories that Davis has collected include remarkable women who served in wide-ranging roles during the war, from nurses to factory workers to Jen LaShaw, a Spokane Valley resident who was one of the first women in the Marine Corps.
You know, all her family was in the Navy, but she said the Navy wasn't tough enough for me, so she went into the Marine Corps. These are the toughest women I've ever met in my life.
Though he's still a student at Gonzaga University, Davis says he hopes to someday become a teacher and share these stories with his own students.
History gives us people that we can look up to and maybe mold our own lives in the shape of these people. So I'm hoping that when I'm teaching, I'm able to use these oral histories and show them to students, and maybe that will spark an interest in them or give them something to maybe strive for.
Davis also hopes to someday write a book sharing the stories he's collected. But for now, he says his focus is preservation.
I'm trying to get as many of these guys, just their stories down, because, you know, in the next 10, 15 years, they're not going to be here anymore.
Scott Davis will be hosting a presentation in honor of Veterans Day on Sunday, November 10th, 2 p.m. at the Shadle Park branch of the Spokane Public Library. Davis will be joined by World War II veteran Dean Ladd, who will share some of his own firsthand stories. You can learn more about Davis's project at his website, facesofvalor.org. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini.